Good morning, Vic. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and welcome back to the Morning Mayhem.
Thank you. It's only temporary. Howard will be back on Tuesday. Vic, let's get into it. Australian journalists have returned from study mission to Israel. What? Tell us a little bit about the mission, and then you can tell us what they said.
So this was a New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies journalist mission, where we invite senior television, radio, newspapers, print media, journalists, producers, editors, to spend a very intensive week in Israel. And it's basically immersing them into the region, into the conflict, into the complexities of the situation. We take them to the border of Gaza, the border of Syria, the border of Lebanon, briefings with people in politics, in counterterrorism, in the negotiations, of course, also arranging briefings for them from the Palestinian Authority, because it's important that they hear from both sides of the conflict. And so it's very intense, but it's very worthwhile. And one of the things we do as well, which is fabulous, which we did this year for the first time, is make sure that we're in Israel on a Friday night. So we go to the Kotel, and everyone, I'm sure every listener has been to the Kotel on a Friday night, and if they haven't, you need to. and they're just blown away by the ruach, by what happens there, and also just on a deeper level by just seeing palpably the connection of Jewish people to the place, to the wall, to Jerusalem, etc. So it was an excellent, excellent visit, and I dare say one of the most important projects that we undertake, one of the most important programs that we undertake every year.
Fantastic. What a lovely initiative. Vic, a Jewish Australian has joined the South African cricket team. Well, there's a guy with his head screwed on the right way, hey?
So his name is Michael Klinger. He made his name playing for Maccabi many years ago. And he's not a youngster in terms of cricket career. He's 37 years old, but he's the second highest average in the world after West Indies Chris Gayle in terms of runs for. I don't know if Kath, are you familiar with the word T20, the T20 tournament?
Sure.
Of course. Okay, so he's playing for Paul Rocks, the Paul Rocks team down in the Cape, he's playing for them as we speak right now. And he's playing alongside Faf du Plessis, who I understand is your captain.
Yes.
The South African captain.
Yes.
So so they're playing together, as well as Chris Gayle, who's a top West Indians and West Indian player. So he's there right now. He's only there for a short period, a couple of months, I understand, but playing for the Power Rocks. And he's one of, he represented Australia for the very first time last year at the age of 36. And as I say, he has amassed over 5,000 runs in this tournament, the second highest in the world behind Chris Gayle, the West Indian. So, nice story. If you hear about Michael Klinger, he comes from down under.
That's incredible. So, Vic, I'll tell you what. If you can send me his contact details, maybe when he comes to Joburg, we can set him up on a Shabbos.
I will certainly
and
do
even,
that.
And
he's
even in Cape Town.
I will certainly do that.
You know, I mean, that's one of the things that the South African community is known for, is our hospitality. So let's set him up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I will do my best to get that for you.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Vic, there's been a condolence motion in Australia, in the Australian Parliament, for former Board of Deputies President. Who's the former president?
A very tragic story. A young man, his name is Jeremy Spinnak, who died last week at the age of 36.
No.
A horrendous tragic story. A young wife, two tiny babies aged just 14 months years old, and he contracted a very rare form of cancer. He was president of the Board of Deputies, so my president, for the last 4 years until just a couple of months ago, and tragically died, as I say, just last week. There were over 1,000 people at his funeral, including the Premier, government ministers, members of parliament from all sides. And in the federal parliament today, there was a motion of condolence for him. And then in the state parliament as well, in New South Wales, and this is something which is reserved usually only for members of parliament, again, there was a minute's silence for him. So it's resonated right around the Jewish community and beyond. and just a tragic story, but a leader, you know, a very fine young man, a wonderful leader of this community, who died very tragically, just far too young.
It's so interesting that the Australian Parliament would have observed this 1 minute silence for him.
Yes.
Is Australia embracing of all of its minorities like this?
It very much is so. It absolutely is. And the thing is, it's not just that he was a leader of the Jewish community, but he was very involved in very productive interfaith work, intercultural work. We worked very closely together in getting legislation passed, anti-racism legislation. So it's because his work was in the broader field as a leader of the Jewish community that he has been recognized in this way.
Shame. Terrible. It really is tragic when such a young person loses their life. Really is.
Absolutely.
Vic, that's where we leave it today. Look forward to catching your report with Howard Feldman. He'll be back next Tuesday.
Thank you, Kath. Good to talk to you again.
It's lovely to speak to you. And just send me that number.